I don't know if you've noticed the theme yet for March, but it's all about hopping into fun and hopping into fun just for yourself as a mom. Let's keep calm and mother on. Mothering is way too important to do alone and way too serious to be serious all the time. My name is Christy Thomas and I am here shoulder to shoulder with you, mothering and enjoying life together. This is the podcast where you can focus on being mindful and taking a deep breath with me and learning new things so you can pause and savor the amazing life you already have. This week, I want to talk to you about books, about reading, about adding reading for fun to your strategy bucket of how to keep your cup full. Because remember, here at Keep Calm Mother On, and then I know some of you do too, because you've heard me talk about this and you give me high fives and say yes, yes, yes. That the best way to take care of our kids is to first take care of ourselves. So instead of imagining that we are a full cup and we're constantly tipping over and spilling from ourselves, right? Like emptying from us directly into the other people around us. I need you to remember that you best love from the overflow. So the more that you're consistently pouring into yourself, your love, your patience, your joy, your compassion for life, your self-compassion for yourself overflows into other people because you are taking care of you. Okay? The circle of control is that it's easier to take care of you, right? That's actually in your circle of control. And we'd like to think it's in our circle of control to like force other people to be happy. And that's a little bit codependent, where your happiness depends on other people's happiness. And this is where I remind you, disclaimer, I am not a therapist. And if you feel like you can't be happy unless everyone else around you is, then you might want to explore therapy on that. But for today, we're talking about taking time to fill up your cup so you can enjoy life more. So then instead of tipping over and dumping your energy into other people, you're going to just naturally give energy from your overflow. And one of those activities that always fills my cup up is reading. And I've realized that, I've talked a lot about professional development sort of reading. But today, and as I've taught reading classes now for almost this whole school year, I want to remind you how important it is, how critical it is to let yourself read for fun, to let yourself read whatever you want to read shame-free, to let yourself listen to audiobooks, and it counts as reading. To let yourself use an e-reader if that's what you need. To borrow the large print books from the library if you are at that phase of life. Do what you need to do to read for fun. And if you're like, I don't have the attention span to read for fun, I have a challenge for you. I would like you to venture your way into the picture book section of your library, okay? Make sure you have a library card. It is one of the greatest gifts that you can give yourself. Hopefully it's free. I know I've lived in places where I've had to pay for the privilege of a library card. Hopefully that changes for everyone. So get a library card, okay? And go to the kids section of the library. And if you feel like you don't have an attention span to read anything, remember that picture books are written for adults to read aloud to kids. So picture books are actually written for grown-ups. Their vocabulary level, the sophisticated language they use, some of the hidden layers of author's message versus book message, right? There's some hidden messages in there, and we know that because sometimes parents complain about that. some of those, right, messages make the news. But here's what I need you to know. Start there. If you feel like I can't read, my brain is shot, I'm just too tired, start picking out some picture books that you want to read and try that for a month. Maybe it's finding the picture books that you loved as a kid and you lived for as a kid and finding those again. If you're part of my generation, you might want to Google what picture books were on Reading Rainbow and start checking those out. That might be the most nourishing, kindest way to fall in love with reading again. And once you do that, once you allow yourself to read whatever you want to read without shame, you open yourself up to romance, fantasy romance, dragons, sci-fi, history, war, memoirs, cookbooks. Whatever you want to read is just right. And it's really important that if we want to raise kids that are critical thinkers, if we want to raise kids that know that moms in particular get to sit down and rest and choose pleasure and relaxation, then we should model that for our kids. When was the last time that you sat down and purposely ignored a chore that was hanging over you so you could choose pleasure? On the day I'm recording this, I posted a picture of this on Instagram stories today, and it's probably going to be the cover for this podcast. You can see my laundry pile in one part of the picture, and my feet are up in another part. You don't see the book I'm reading because I was listening to an audiobook. Because I needed to rest my eyes, because after teaching, that's how I can relax, because I've read a lot during the day out loud. So I chose to read an audiobook for fun, and it's a book that my sister-in-law told me to read, and it's hilarious and funny, and I never would have picked it on my own, but I'm so glad I did. Okay, so I want you to read for fun. And I want you to pick books for you. And if that means that you need to invest in an e-reader so that you're more comfortable reading the books that you want to read without your family seeing the covers of them, invest in the e-reader. Invest in ways that let yourself slow down and nurture yourself. Okay, invest in a good pair of earbuds. I'll link my earbuds in the show notes. They're not Apple's because I know that I lose earbuds, so I didn't go that pricey. They're like $50 earbuds. Just know that you're worth slowing down. And one of the best ways I have found consistently is to read. In fact, I used to get in trouble. Like my mom used to tell me, I'm going to take away your books because you're not cleaning your room. Okay, that was the type of kid I was. Last year, I actively tracked all of my books on Goodreads. This year, I am not actively tracking all of my books on Goodreads. I had intention, and then that didn't feel good to me this year. It didn't feel good, so I didn't do it yet. And that's okay. I'm just reading as I want to read and rolling with the punches, and it's fun. I love reading and I love talking about books and I love hearing other people talk about books. And if you're reading a brand new book, that's amazing. If you're reading a book that's 50 years old, 100 years old, that's amazing too. I just know that it is an untapped source of pleasure. Find picture books, find poetry books, find cookbooks, find history books. Oh, I had so much fun because I'm teaching this class with eighth grade or like middle schoolers. I got a dictionary of idioms. I cannot tell you how much pleasure I got reading a dictionary of 13,000 idioms. I did not read it from cover to cover, but I did spend like 2 hours reading it. You are worth investing in yourself and slowing down. I'm so proud of you. So this is my episode to tell you to add more pleasure intentionally in your day. And I will always suggest art, movement, and reading. Okay? But this one's dedicated to reading. It just makes such a big difference. And to give yourself permission, shame-free, to read what you want to read. Most of you aren't in college. You're not reading for a grade or reading for someone else's approval or permission. I want you to read books for rest. And seriously, if reading overwhelms you, please, please, please start with picture books. They are nourishing and kind and silly and ridiculous and short. And they count. They totally count. If you need to, check out my email in the show notes and email me, and we can talk about what picture books I can lead you towards when you tell me the sort of things you used to like. Okay, for your self-care, it is 100% to go find a book you want to read just for fun, not for learning, not for solving a problem, not because you were up late and then you bought a book on Amazon because you were panicked about something else, not because you're trying to figure out how to afford college for your kids, not because you're trying to solve some sort of marital issue, not for a spiritual crisis. I want you to find a book for pleasure, for fun, and model reading it in front of your kids. But for family fun, what I really, really want you to do is the bunny hop. Do you know the song, The Bunny Hop? I want you to bunny hop sometime this weekend as a family. And if bunny hop and your kids are like, no, I'm not doing that, play the game Heads Up. That's one of my favorite game. It is an app on your phone. It's super easy. You can do it in line. You can do it at the dinner table. You can do it. I do it during lunchtime with my students sometimes. Play the game Heads Up. It will get everyone talking and laughing and smiling. But talking and laughing, that's how connections are made. That's how you remember that you're anchored to each other. And then you can sneak in a hug, which is amazing. You have always been exactly the right mom for your kids. You have always been exactly the right human to be alive right now. And I am so glad to know you. I am so glad you are here on Earth. And I hope you have a fantastic day and live this one true wild life. And I would be remiss to say that, you know, if you're really looking for a book and you feel like books are too hard, besides picture books, you should probably check out the book You're the Right Mom for Your Kids, written by me. And you can find it on Amazon. And they're short little pep talks. You can read one page a day, or you can try to sit down and read it all in one sitting. I've heard that many people have done that, even though I kind of wrote it more in like a page a day format. Okay. Have a great one. I'm glad you're here.